About 3 weeks later, the last of the kings of Narnia sat under the great oak which grew beside the door of his little hunting lodge, where he often stayed for 10 days or so in the pleasant spring weather. He loved to live there simply and at ease away from the pomp of Caer Paravel, the royal city. His name was King Tirion. He was between 20 and 25 years old. His shoulders were already broad and strong, and his limbs full of hard muscle, but his beard was still scanty. He had blue eyes and a fearless, honest face. There was no one with him that spring morning, except his dearest friend, Jewel the Unicorn. They loved each other like brothers, and each had saved the other's life in the wars.
I cannot set myself to any work or sport today, Jewel. I can think of nothing but this wonderful news. Think you we shall hear any more of it today?
They are the most wonderful tidings ever heard in our days or our fathers' or our grandfathers' days, sire. If they are true.
How can they choose but be true? It is more than a week ago that the first birds came flying over saying that Aslan is here. And after that, it was the squirrels.
But they had not seen him.
No, but they said it was certain he was in the woods. Then came the stag. He said he'd seen him with his own eyes in Lantern Waste.
From a great way off, by moonlight.
Then came that dark man with a beard, the merchant from Calorman. The Calormans care nothing for Aslan as we do, but the man spoke of it as a thing beyond doubt. And there was the badger last night. He too had seen Aslan.
Indeed, sire. If I seem not to believe, it is only that my joy is too great to let my belief settle itself. It's almost too beautiful to believe.
Yes. It is beyond all that I've ever hoped for in all my life.
Listen.
What is it?
Hoofs, sire. A galloping horse. A very heavy horse. It must be one of the centaurs.
And look, there he is.
Hail, king!
Ho there! Welcome, Runewit. Dilba, bring a bowl of refreshment for the noble centaur.
Yes, sire!
When you have found your breath, you shall tell us your errand.
Thank you, sire.
Your wine.
Drink up, Runewit, to help you find your voice.
I drink first to Aslan and truth, sire. And secondly, to your majesty.
Now, Runewit, do you bring us more news of Aslan?
Sire, you know how long I have lived and studied the stars. For we centaurs live longer than you men, and even longer than your kind, Unicorn. Never in all my days have I seen such terrible things written in the skies as there have been nightly since this year began.
Oh?
The stars say nothing of the coming of Aslan, not of peace nor of joy. I know by my art that there have not been such disastrous conjunctions of the planets for 500 years. It was already in my mind to come and warn your majesty that some great evil hangs over Narnia. But last night, the rumor reached me that Aslan is abroad in Narnia.
Yes.
Sire, I do not believe this tale. It cannot be. The stars never lie, but men and beasts do. If Aslan were really coming to Narnia, the sky would have foretold it. If he were really come, all the most gracious stars would be assembled in his honor. It is all a lie.
A lie?
Indeed.
What creature in Narnia or all the world would dare to lie on such a matter?
That I know not, Lord King, but I know there are liars on Earth. There are none among the stars.
I wonder whether Aslan might not come, though all the stars foretold otherwise. He is not the slave of the stars, but their maker. Is it not said in all the old stories that he is not a tame lion?
Well said, Jewel. Those are the very words, not a tame line. It comes in many tales.
But, sire!
Wait. I hear something.
Someone else approaches.
There. In the thick of the woods. Listen.
Woe for my brothers and sisters! Woe for the holy tree! The woods are laid waste. The axe is loosed against us. We are being felled. Great trees are falling, falling, falling.
The speaker came in sight. She was like a woman, but so tall that her head was on a level with the centaur's. Yet she was like a tree, too. It's hard to explain if you've never seen a dryad, but quite unmistakable once you have. Something different in the colour, the voice, and the hair. King Tyrion and the two beasts knew at once that she was the nymph of a beech tree.
Justice, Lord King! Come to our aid! Protect your people! They are felling us in lantern waste! 40 great trunks of my brothers and sisters are already on the ground!
What, lady? Felling lantern waste, murdering the talking trees? How dare they? And who dares it? Now, by the mane of Aslan!
Roomwick,
help me!
There is nothing to be done. She is dead, sire.
Even now, she vanishes from before our eyes.
It can't be. What is happening?
It means only one thing. Someone has cut down her tree.
Then come, my friends. We must go upriver and find the villains who have done this, with all the speed we may. I will leave not one of them alive.
Sire, with a good will.
Sire, be wary in your just wrath. There are strange doings on foot. If there should be rebels in arms further up the valley, we three are too few to meet them. If it would please you to wait whilst...
I will not wait the tenth part of a second. But while Jewel and I go forward, gallop as hard as you may to Caer Paravel. Here's my ring for your token. Get me a score of men-at-arms, all well-mounted. And a score of talking dogs, and 10 dwarves. Let them all be archers, and a leopard or so, and Stonefoot the giant. Bring all these after us as quickly as may be.
With a good will, sire.
Come, Jewel. We have no time to lose.
The king strode on at a great pace. Jewel walked beside him, saying nothing. They soon reached the river and had to ford it to the southern bank. The king was so angry that he hardly noticed the cold of the water. They came ashore to the westward road that would lead them along the river to Lantern Waste. They'd not gone more than a mile when they both stopped at the same moment.
Sire, look.
What have we here? A raft?
A very large raft. Made of new-cut trees from the looks of it. And a water rat steering it.
Strange. Hey! Water rat! What are you about?
Taking logs down to sell to the Calormans, sire.
Calormans? What do you mean? Who gave order for these trees to be felled?
It was the lion's order, sire. Aslan himself.
Aslan? Could it be true? Could he be felling the holy trees and murdering the dryads?
Only if the dryads have done something dreadfully wrong.
But selling them to the Calormans? Is it possible?
I don't know. He's not a tame lion.
Jewel, what lies before us? Horrible thoughts arise in my heart. If we had died before today, we should have been happy.
Yes, we have lived too long. The worst thing in the world has come upon us.
Well, we must go on and take the adventure that comes to us.
It is the only thing left for us to do, sire.